like Bhagavad Gita literal? Like, you know, Mars Cricket talking to each other. Or I thought it was the genius of Sanatana Goswami.
Say that again.
You know, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I thought it was the genius of Sanatana Goswami, how he, you know, all of those conversations, you know, taken from his research of what they might have said.
No.
If Narada Muni was really visiting them.
No, he writes that this was revealed to him, and that it's all, it's in the book, that Brihad Bhagavatamrita is all revelation.
Mm.
And he wrote it down, but it's not based on research work or anything like that. Based on that discussion with Chandanjaya, Maharaj Chandanjaya. Yeah, and for me, interesting thing, which I talked a little with Gopi and Keshav Bharti Maharaj, is that Lord Chaitanya plays no part in it. I mean, aside from Sanatana Goswami offering his obeisances, Lord Chaitanya is not even in, it's not part of the story. Which is quite novel, considering Sanatana Goswami writing and his writing during Lord Chaitanya's time. And even the book is written under Lord Chaitanya's instruction, although he doesn't say write Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He talks about writing Hari Bhakti Vilas and said that in Jagannath's altar in Puri, that inside the altar are 100,000 Shilas. That because there's one Shila inside of Lord Jagannath underneath.
That's not good.
Yeah. Also in the Jagannath Puri, there's Shila inside, right? Inside the deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's more, you know, the special Shilas. One being the nabi, or the umbilical region of the body that Krishna left behind, you know, that doesn't burn. And that's in Jagannath. Which is interesting that they cremated Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
At least cremated that body that Krishna left behind. Because he was a Kshatriya. You know, Vedic culture. But although, despite the fact that he was a Supreme Lord, still they didn't bury him. Yeah, so that's there, and there's other things contained, other Shilas, and I don't know all the history, and when they do the Navakalevaram, when they change the body of Lord Jagannath. Then it goes from one, from the old Jagannath to the new Jagannath.
Carved from the same wood the last Jagannath CD was carved from Srila Prabhupada's time. And then he also has a sheet
Puri.
Inside. Yeah.
And that's a perfect use.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Purushottam Jagannath Srila. And I don't know if you can see, he's got two eyes. You see one's here?
Yeah.
And the other one's there. But Govinda Maharaj got him, and he showed me from when he first showed me. I wanted him to give it to me, but he wouldn't give it to me. But then there was only one eye. And the other eye sort of appeared after time.
Wow.
And Padmanabha Goswami confirmed that it was a Purushottama. Lord Jagannath, I think he's perfect.
Wow.
And then, when he came for Nisringa Chaturdasi, then. And he gave him to me.
Is he the one that passed away when Padmanabha
was on? No. Well, unless he did so in the last. He's the current Saivite of Radharaman. His grandfather, I forget the names, was the when Dr. Santa Saraswati Thakur came to Vrindavan, everyone locked up. He was the only one who wouldn't turn against Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur and stood up. And then his father was also a real supporter of Srila Prabhupada. They were very, so they've always been the supporters of this guy. Because Prabhupada lived around the corner from them, and that was part of his routine, to go in every day and drop in. Nice that one and a smaller one. says,
right.
And Vaishnavas used to really make a they used to make a lot out of looking like Vaishnavas. Because when we first went, especially when we first went to Mayapur in Calcutta, I would say probably a third of the men in Calcutta wore dhotis at that time. Now it's much, much rarer. On the other side, northern side, not so much, but in Calcutta.
Not just villages.
And wear lungis now as opposed to dhotis, and then they were nice and starched, and they would, gentlemen would always have the edge of their dhotis in their pockets, and in fact I remember that must have been a long time ago, that must have been like 76, where we've gone to Navadvip. I think we just went to Navadvip shouting to the brass market. And we were coming back. And I heard this kirtan. Just in a house. And he stopped. And there must have been 10 of us. And some gentleman came out. I don't know, it was a balcony or a window or whatever, and he saw us there, and really nicely decorated Vaishnav, and came downstairs, immediately invited us to come up, and then they had kirtan. It was like this whole, you know, inside house where they have deities and they have their own temple room, and then afterwards, I remember the prasadam, and they had prasadam, and we all sat down and had the prasadam together. And they just, as soon as they saw us, they just invited us in. Navadvip was a real place of Vaishnava culture. But it's always been a place of learning. Yeah, those were nice